You're listening to an SBS News podcast.
A new rebel offensive in the Democratic Republic of the Congo has plunged the region into its worst conflict in over two decades. The DRC's Prime Minister says about 7,000 people have been killed since M23 rebels first seized the eastern city of Goma in January, with over 700,000 people displaced from their homes. SBS News spoke to Bishop Francois Machara, chairman of the Congolese Community of New South Wales, on how the violence abroad is affecting his community in Australia. So, Bishop, for those who might not be aware of the violence that's been unfolding in the DRC, could you give us an idea of what your people are going through at the moment?
If I can go a little bit back, myself and our family, most of the Congolese who are here in Australia, came from the same situation. Many years ago, I left my country in 2000 and came here in 2003. The same situation I left, the same situation is going at the moment, and even worse because of the conflict which is going between rebels, which is supported by neighboring countries, and is causing a lot of chaos in the eastern side of the Congo. So people are misplaced, and it's a big chaos, if I can say that at the moment.
And do you see this latest conflict as connected with other wars in the past involving neighboring countries like Rwanda?
Yeah, exactly. It's interconnected, because what is happening is a war of minerals, and in the neighboring country envy to get what is in Congo, and at the same time to get it, they want to get it by force. And that's why they are using army, they're using rebels. There are more than 100 rebel group in Congo. So all that are just focused on minerals. And by doing that, those who are suffering, it's a population who has never benefited on anything at all. They are completely poor, but all the riches is going out. That's what the problem is.
And we've seen reports of thousands being killed and 700,000 people displaced. Is that what you're hearing?
Exactly. That is the main focus. There's a lot of people has been misplaced who are now suffering in distress. They don't know how to live. Some have been even moved from houses 10 times since this war has started in 1988. It is a long war which has been more than 30 years. So there is a humanitarian chaos.
Now, these M23 rebels are reportedly backed by the government of Rwanda. We've now seen the leaders of the DRC and Rwanda both calling for a ceasefire at talks in Qatar. How have the rebels reacted to this?
Yeah, the big problem is, you know, the rebels, they are not abide on any laws or any agreement. Lately, they're supposed to meet in Angola, but they refused to go because of the sanction which came from Europe, from European country. And then at the moment, there is no meeting. There's no scheduled meeting for them to meet. I heard that the president met with the president of Rwanda in a foreign country. But after that meeting, another territory has been captured by the rebel. So this rebel, as long as they have already conquered so many big cities, they are not going to back down. They are going to continue. And this morning I've heard they've said they're going to reach Kinshasa very soon. They're heading to Kisangani and all that. So it's so complicated. And population doesn't know what is happening. They are just in a misery, abandoned by the army, abandoned by the government, abandoned by everybody. So that is what is really bothering us.
So with all the violence occurring abroad, how are Australia's Congolese community dealing with this conflict?
It is really affecting the community, because we went through the same situation when we were running and imagining and hearing how many people are dying, like in Goma, on this one day, how many people died. And it's a big trauma. We are trying to imagine what has happened when we left and what is happening now. It's even worse than what was happened when we were there. So it's bringing us a big trauma. And it's something I cannot even explain. It's painful, really. It's really painful. And the people here, the community here, Congolese community, we are all under trauma. We are suffering. And everyone, every family is affected by what is happening in Congo.
Do you personally have friends or family who've experienced the violence firsthand?
Definitely. I have a nephew who has run from Goma, who's living actually in Goma, and left, and now is in a refugee camp in Uganda. Every day is asking and is calling families to help for assistance because they've just run there, they don't have anything. I know friends, I know a servant of God whom we work together. They have run away, some died. I know a lot. There's so many news, so many people we know who have lost their lives, and it's so painful. We never see them again. But at least if there was at least an help, humanitarian help and assistance, at least people can have a clear water to drink and food to eat and all that, a shelter, any kind of assistance would be really a relief for them.
And how would you like for the Australian government to respond to this conflict?
Yes, in the response for the government, what we are looking at, number one, we need the government of Australia to voice out. Because since this war started, the Australian government is very quiet. We need them to condemn at least, firstly, the Rwanda who is aggressing. And the secondly, the most important thing is a humanitarian support, humanitarian help, humanitarian assistance. That's what we are really requiring for the Australian government. And it's going to be very, very significant. Because we know the generosity of the Australian government. They have done a lot for other countries, and they can also do for our country.
Do you think the response to conflicts in Africa, like in the DRC, is different to how they might respond to conflicts in Europe, for example?
We think that it's not the same. When it's in Ukraine, everybody's running and jumping on the situation. But when it's Africa, mostly Congo, no one is going, oh, we know that Congo is a big country, largest country, and there is a cobalt in there, minerals in there, which is helping in the building of electrical cars, batteries. There is coltan, where we are using for our electronics, all electronics. There is a lot of mineral, gold and all that. And even the Australian government, we know that some agency of Australia are in Congo in minerals, but they see all that. The Australia is not doing anything. It looks like we are abandoned on ourselves. There is no assistance. There is no voice. Nothing is said. That's why we are coming to appeal with the government. Let them say something. We need to hear the government, our government here, to be active, because we Congolese who are living here, we are affected.
And what kind of support are you wanting for the Congolese community in Australia who are experiencing that trauma and distress that you mentioned?
Yeah, the Congolese community in Australia at the moment is looking for counselors to talk to people about the trauma. Because it's something we've never experienced back home. So people here, I know there is specialists here, there is people who can help with counseling about trauma, how people can live with what is happening back home, how they can react, how they can do it. Those agencies are really needed to at least talk to people and try to calm them down and explain them that these things is happening, but it may finish one day.
Sam Dover, SBS News.